Our survival skills grow with us, our habits, our convenience. And some things we don't even consider habits. They're just ways that we do things with our lives. There are ways that we survive and pay our bills because we have to have money to keep moving in life. We may not be able to do everything we want, but the goal is to keep moving till tomorrow. Let's keep moving until we get some more. Let's pay as much as we can with what we can until we get some more. And after a while, life becomes like a mouse or a wheel that we're continually turning, a hamster in a wheel that's continued to turn and it's not getting anywhere. That's what I meant when I said mouse. You know, switch it to hamster, okay? I couldn't think of the word right away. But that's what happens, and we begin to get caught in the root system of habits of survival. We never thrive. It looks like our dreams really are just beautiful pictures that keep us going, but we're never going to accomplish them. And if we're able to accomplish a piece of a goal, we're satisfied. We say we're going to open a business, but we don't keep books well. We don't read well. We don't write enough. But we're going to open a business. Well, that's good to tempt your mind with. I'm going to be a business person. That's a very awesome aspiration. But sometimes we say it to keep ourselves from feeling like we failed in life. We're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and some of us are in our 60s. No, life isn't too late. But sometimes we have to say something to ensure that we did not fail in life. And before you know it, in the back of our mind and in the pit of our gut, we feel we've screwed up. We feel we have effed up life. We screwed up. We've effed it up. It's going nowhere. And we know God, we know the God that we know, but still we feel we are not doing anything with our lives. Oh, we have children. We live somewhere. But the bills are killing us. Our credit is bad. And it's not because something happened. We didn't manage well. So we have a life of mismanagement by way of trying to survive. We didn't try to mismanage. We had goals, we had expectations that God was going to come through with a large sum of money, or something was going to happen. And we just need a strong enough band-aid to hold things together until we could fix it. And sometimes in life, the band-aid slips. It loses its adhesive. It loses its glue. There's going to come a time life is going to pull so hard that band-aid is going to pop, and it's going to show you what you've made with your management. And so habits grow with us. They grow old with us till they become our structure in life. And we begin to use them with good intentions. We're not trying to mess over anybody. We're not trying to pay bills. We're not trying to do it. But habits grow older with us, and they don't like to leave. It's just like a entitled child who's been living at his parents' house for 50 years. He's going nowhere. And sometimes we have habits that are going nowhere. They are with us, and we could try to use faith, and we could try, and it won't work. We're trying, but faith can't work in a band-aid situation. Vision can't work in a band-aid situation. Oh, we could dream. Dreams are free in our imagination, but it cost us everything to manifest on the planet, even a little money. Yeah, visions can't survive in a band-aid world. As much as we write them down and affirm them and speak them, what we speak can't work. What we speak won't manifest in a world full of band-aids. So when the principles or the truth of the kingdom comes, it comes to uproot the habits. It comes to change our minds, first of all. Now, we want a changed mind, but our habits have to help us. And bad habits won't help a new mind. Old habits cannot help a new thought. Oh, somebody should have told me that before. And that's why we keep messing up and screwing up. Not that we want to. It's because our habits won't let us. Nothing won't happen until we cast out our habits. But who's going to do that? Because those habits, I got a check. This old habit has a check coming in a couple of weeks. I can't. And before you know it, we say, forget it. Because our habits won't let us do it. Don't you know the habits we have to quit doing in order for just a little bit of fate to work? Don't you know about the habits that we have to evict out of our homes in order for fate to work, in order for vision to work? And that's the thing. Those habits have grown old with us. They're like old friends. They're like old standbys. They're like, give me those shoes. I know they're fit. Give me my old dependables. Give me this convenient situation. Yeah, man. Yes, it's vision will cost us everything. It even will cost us our convenience. It will cost us everything. Can God just bypass them and manifest it for me? But it's not God's dream, baby. It's yours. God didn't dream it. God dreamed you. He didn't dream your things. God imagined you. He didn't imagine your imagination. God imagined you. God imagined himself as you, in you, through you, for you. But God did not imagine your house. He didn't imagine your car. He didn't imagine your business. You did. God imagined you, but your needs caught a hold of you. God imagined you, but you create from your need. God created you out of his need, but you create from yours. God created Adam, but after Adam rearranged his identity, the scripture says that he made a son in his own image, not in the image of God, but in his own image. God created you out of his image, but you create from yours. What have you done?